Hello, my name is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Now, before we begin, will you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. We have the ability to complete the survey in English or Spanish. So, do you want to continue in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, thank you. Now, in which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Okay. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
Got it. Now, of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
Cell phone.
Okay, thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television or radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, can you tell me, in what year were you born?
1968.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaska Native?
Latino.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
College, 4 years.
Okay. Okay, got it. And thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
And would you say that you strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Republican candidate.
Okay, and would you definitely vote for Republican or just probably vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person, and then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. And if I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Myra Flores.
Favorable.
And is that very or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Again, is that very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Vicente Gonzalez.
Somewhat favorable.
Got it. The next one is Donald Trump.
Somewhat favorable.
Got it. And the last one is Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
And is that very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking ahead to the November elections, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices.
9.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Next, if the election for the U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, the Republican, or Colin Albert, the Democrat?
Ted Cruz.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, or Myra Flores, the Republican?
Myra Flores.
Okay, and would you vote definitely or just probably for Myra Flores?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. And do you lean, do you think of yourself as closer to Republican or to the Democratic Party?
Closer to Republican.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Conservative.
And would you say you are very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay, thank you so much. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Okay, thank you. And now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you only use English, mostly English but some Spanish, Spanish and English equally, mostly Spanish but some English, or only Spanish at home?
Mostly English.
But some Spanish or just English?
Very little Spanish, yes.
Okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.